Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 80 of my podcast where I never wipe down the seat in a public restroom. I just sit right on the piss because I'd rather have 100% of the piss hit 20% of my ass than 100% of the piss get rubbed all over the entire seat. Like, it's either 100% of my ass gets 100% of the piss, or 20% of my ass gets 100% of the piss. So I just tank it, you know, I just sit right on it. I don't give a fuck, you know, I'd like to, as the kids say, I don't give a fuck. That's what the kids say all day, just 24/7, just constantly chanting it around in a circle. It's like a fucking, they're summoning a demon. It's like a seance. The kids just sit around in a circle, like, yeah, sit on that piss. How did I get here already? I just want, because if you think about it, right, you take this piece of paper, and sure, some of the piss absorbs into it, but then some of the piss gets redistributed back onto the seat as you wipe it. It gets bad again, and it slowly, some of the piss, you got to admit, some of the piss comes off of the whatever kind of cloth you use, your choice of cloth. I want a bathroom that gives me napkins to wash my ass with if I want to. Yeah, I said wash, not wipe. You figure it out. I take a napkin, and somehow it sprays you. So, okay, what you have to do, it's like a yoga pose, kind of. You have to lay on the ground on your hands and knees, and you have to wring out. You got to dip. So you have to take a shit. You take a shit, you take a piss, whatever, you flush it. Cause you don't wanna stick your paper towel in any gross kind of water, okay? So you get this napkin and you flush the toilet, and when the new water the new fresh clean water that is 100% safe to drink, when that comes up, you put the napkin in the water and it is soaking wet. Then you get on your hands and, no, not hands. You get on your knees and you bend over, kind of like child's pose. And then with your face on the floor like this, with your cheek on the floor and your knees on the ground and your ass in the air, you reach behind you and you just twist. You twist the napkin in order to release the liquids. And what this is, basically acts as like a bidet. And you can just kind of clean your ass with water and you don't even need to buy a bidet. I always get the words bidet and duvet confused. I don't know what a duvet is. What, like, is that anything? Did I just make that up? What is a duvet? D-U-V-E-T. Okay. That is something for a bed. It's like a bed. Yeah. Those words are too close together. They just have the same essence, you know? Because the V is pretty much pronounced like a B. Duvet. Not really. Duvet. It's the duvet. Point is, those words are too similar in essence to be what they are, you know, two polar opposite things. One, you nice, you cuddle up in, you know, one you're going to sleep and you want to get all nice and cozy. And the other one, you're just like, just shooting water at your asshole. Bidet and duvet are too similar of words to, someone's got to stop that. Put a stop to this shit. I've had it with it. I've had it with words. You know, I'm sick of goddamn words, so I'm done with them. You know, I would sit there like, I just like playing with words. I just like to play with words. But really, I'm just a poser. I hate words. I hate them so much. God fucking shit. Like, I hope they all die, all the words, and then so that we are left with no way to communicate. And we just kind of like look at each other, and we, if language didn't exist, do you think we would communicate telepathically, like just with through expressions again, like a lot of expressions? You do something that somebody does something that angers you, and you're just like, or I guess we kind of communicate through action too. You know, if somebody does something that pisses you off, some people, now I'm not saying I would, but some people might hire a hitman to, you know, like they got a list of people to kill and they're gonna kill them. They're gonna kill them. You know it. Because why is hiring a hitman illegal? Like, are hitmen illegal? Or is that some legal loophole where it's like, no, they paid me to do this. This is a service I'm providing. I'm providing a service. I may be like the one with my hands physically on the person, but they're the one who paid me to do it, so they're in trouble. Or I bet they're probably both bad and definitely both illegal. Point is, every time I think of hiring a hitman, I think of As I Lay Dying, the metalcore band that claimed to be Christian, and then after Tim Lambesis, the lead singer, tried to hire a hitman to kill his wife, they came out and said, "Yeah, we're not actually Christian," which is just like way like the hiring the hitman to kill his wife, whatever. But like the fact that they weren't even Christian, they felt the need to lie about being Christian to appeal to a certain audience, like the Devil Wears Prada, like metal, Christian metal. There's a lot of it. I think Under Oath is it, are they? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? The fact that they would lie about that really shows their true colors. And I'm not support. I don't support the band anymore. I can't listen to their music anymore because of that. You know, the fact that you would look at the market and be like, okay, people really seem to like this Christian metal stuff, so we're gonna try and break through in that market. It's fucked up. Like the hiring a hitman, I can deal with it, okay? But looking at the market and deciding we need to be Christian because that's what people seem to like. I hate the lies in marketing. I hate it. I like they trick you into thinking that they're like they have morals. They trick you into thinking that they're good people when they're really not. When they're really the type of people who would lie about being Christian. These Christian people sure seem to think that they have a really good morals, so we're gonna pretend to be them in order for to get clout in their community because they seem to push for people who support, like, you know? No one listens to only Christian music except Christians. I mean, that would be strange if anyone else did. I only listen to Muslim music. I only listen to like Islamic, like, I don't know. I was gonna say fucking chanting, dude. I'm so don't even know what the right like practice is. The most ignorant shit you've ever heard. I only listen to Islamic chanting, dude. Who am I? I swear to God, no, this is like TMI, but like whatever. I was okay, there was I'll leave names out of it. They were gonna it was a controversy in my town to open up a mosque because Christian worship would be okay, but Muslim people just want to come in and take over our community. Like we needed to keep it white. Yeah, that was a contentious debate in the town that I grew up in. I love that, don't you? Don't you love that? Don't you love racist white people who were, the whole thing was, they said that we can't let them in, not only because they're gonna park on our streets and they're gonna. Someone I know thought that these people were going to have music and just like humming, like the most cliche fucking, like, you know, some bullshit like that. Someone I know thought that that was going to happen at 3 a.m. and we were all going to be woken up because of it. What? Like, they were going to attend mosque at 3 in the morning and make so much noise that they awake everyone up with their music. And this is the reason they should not be allowed to purchase the abandoned church that is just sitting there doing nothing. God, people are so stupid. Religion's so dumb. Oh, good God, dude. You can never trust a psychology major who's into horoscopes. That like, I want to be a therapist, so I'm taking psychology. It's like, you realize in like the therapy market must be so fucking oversaturated. I think all these psychology majors, all these girls who are gonna become therapists, it's going to get pretty hard to be a therapist. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm just shitting on people's dreams. But yeah, you can never trust a person who's like a psychology major and is like, oh, what's your star sign? Because those things are inherently like, I feel like in order to be, this is why I don't really understand Jordan Peterson all that much. It's like, in order to be a psychologist, I feel like giving in or like committing to one belief system, it kind of like undermines like science and objectivity, because there's a lot of shit. Like, I was a fan of Jordan Peterson. I liked what he was saying. The Christianity stuff, whatever. I'm not big into that, but I do believe that generally religion has like good morals, or like generally, like very generally, like be good to one another. I just can't believe the hill that he decided to die on was like the Sports Illustrated thing, or I mean, I guess that was his whole reason for becoming popular in the first place. So it wasn't a change of narrative on his part, but all I'm saying is it's surprising to me, with the level of fame that Jordan Peterson came to, that he decided to die on the hill of she's fat. Like, dude, okay, I get it, the Sports Illustrated thing, you want your models to, like, you know, their whole job is their body, so if they're whatever, you know, that whole thing. But she wasn't even that fat. Like, she wasn't even that ugly. Like, people were acting like it was disgraceful. And the fact that I don't know, yeah, that was the hill that he decided to die on. I just, like, I guess I expected better of him. I don't know. I think I expected that he would like not get so lost in the weeds, because he was saying some good things about like just men and being a man or whatever, you know. There is too much men being in touch with their emotions is only good to a certain extent, you know. Sometimes you just gotta have some monkey brain blue collar work in. And I believe in that, I guess.
What am I talking about?
Yeah, I think subscribing to any kind of ideology, especially astrology, as a psychology major, when there is a theory or like a psychological effect called the Barnum effect, which is if something is vague and it's supposed to be about you, you're gonna find a way to make it about you. If you like know about that and you still believe in astrology, like I just can't fuck with you. Like on a deep level, like especially if you want to go into the field, because you're just not like you're just stupid. That's just stupid. Oh my God. Because like I discovered when like before astrology was what it is now, when I was like 13, I was Googling and I just like found astrology on, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm an Aquarius. And I started reading about Aquarius, how they're quirky and like weird and artsy. And I was like, wow, this is actually so me. And I literally tweeted that for, this is so me. I can't believe it. So, then 2 hours went by. And I remembered, oh yeah, that could just be about anyone. It's so vague. It's like you're quiet, but under the right circumstances, you can be loud and in charge. You're this, but it's like, okay, so there's many facets of my humanity. There's many emotions that I go through sometimes, like a normal fucking human being. I don't know. I just think it's a little bit contrary to being a psychology major. Just don't trust that. It's just like you're just basic at that point, you know? I'm into psychology because I want to help people, and trauma. But do whatever you want. Don't listen to me. It's not my decision. I just think it's stupid that Jordan Peterson is a fucking idiot. If you are a psychology major and you believe in astrology, you're basically Jordan Peterson. Because Jordan Peterson chose to die on the hill of she's fat. If you are a psychology major and you believe in astrology, you are not only Jordan Peterson, who is a psychologist and believes in Christianity, you're just like committing to something. The reaction to Jordan Peterson's comments about the model is kind of also funny, because if you wouldn't immediately discount somebody for believing in a religion and being a psychologist, you're kind of like letting them have too much credit, you know? Like, I've been off of social media and it's been wonderful because I'm not like even familiar with the groupthink anymore. The everybody thinking this, and this is the thing to think, and you have to think it. I'm like, what? Let's be like realistic. Let's stop with this cult shit. I'm out. I've been out, and it's been wonderful. I couldn't do that like weight of the world on my shoulders every day thing anymore. That I got enough white hairs. I've had white hairs since I was 13. Just look through my hair. You look through my hair. Coarse white hairs, just poking out. I'm gonna die when I'm 40. Because we got heart conditions in our family. People are silly. People think too many things. People don't. People value other people's words a little bit too much. I think. Even I don't know what it is nowadays, because I grew up a little bit before the internet. Not really. No, I didn't grow up before the internet, but I grew up when technology was still inconvenient to use. You know, it was like not as injected into daily life. I didn't have a smartphone until I was like 13. Put it to you that way. No, sorry. I didn't have a smartphone until I was 16 or 15. 16, I think. And even then, it was a Windows phone because that's the one that I wanted because I was a fucking nerd. And then I realized it was shit and I got a real phone. I converted. I'm still a PC. I would never, ever fucking use a Mac. But when you, it comes to a phone, you kind of got to get an iPhone because you just, no, let me rephrase that. You can get an Android. It's fine. But you just can't get a Windows phone. I don't even know if they still make them. I got a Nokia Lumia Icon. That's what it was. The Nokia Lumia Icon. That's my first smartphone. I had it for 2 years until I was like, all right, I need an app. I need Snapchat. I had it for 2 years before I said, I need Snapchat. So when I was 17, I think I got an iPhone. And before that, it was a flip phone, dude. You know, I had a computer, but I wasn't social media boy. It's frustrating nowadays with the Andrew Tates and the Jordan Petersons, where the social media sphere generally believes one way and people being convinced that that is the right way to think will want these people banned because they have dangerous opinions, which young impressionable people will start to adopt these as beliefs because they're young and impressionable and stupid. But whose responsibility is that? The social media's? Well, social media will ban them because ad companies don't want to pay for shit that is that or whatever. So they have all the say in what gets censored. And they're private companies, so they can ban you for whatever reason. I just got banned off of TikTok Live because I was sitting and I'm painting a wall. So I'm sitting on the ground and you can see the outline of my ass. And they said it was banned for sexual content. So I can't stream on Twitch. I can't stream my art on TikTok anymore because my ass is too inherently sexual. You know what? Thank you, TikTok. I appreciate it. You saying that, that's basically they complimented my ass. They said that my ass is too dangerous for young impressionable minds to be able to see. Just with pants on. It wasn't even my ass. It was just the shape of it. The shape of water. The shape of my ass. Was sitting there on the ground on camera. And that was too sexual. I got banned for sexual content. So I can't stream on TikTok anymore. And that's dangerous. That's dangerous. Because some algorithm can just decide who we get to listen to. And whose responsibility is that? The content creator for having his own thoughts, or the fucking parent for allowing them to use it? Like, dude, people, I think it genuinely is like making the younger people, like if you grew up from age, as long as you can remember, you've had an iPad, you've had an iPhone, you just like scroll on Instagram, you do to Twitter. People are losing critical thinking, you know? Like subscribing to one ideology, which really only takes place on the internet. It doesn't really happen in real life. So it gives you this illusion. If you're part of it, it gives you this illusion that this is the way that the real world is. And then enough people follow it, then it becomes the way the world is. It radicalizes people. Wow, this is really insightful conversation. Social media divides people. No shit. I personally am a free speech absolutist. I believe that you should be able to say whatever you want. I believe that if you think that somebody is saying dangerous things, that means you don't think people can think that what they're saying is stupid. They don't have the ability. That is writing off people's ability to say, I don't agree with that. You know, anytime someone says something, they just have to accept it as truth. Some people, like, hey, remember when you used to be like, oh, that guy's full of shit? You know, like, radicalizing people, everything is so serious. Everything is so serious. Everybody means what they say. Nobody's saying these things for money. They always mean it. So stupid. There's a very specific thing that'll piss off the culture that I noticed a while ago. This gender thing. Just men and women, what women want, what men want. There's this market that I've seen it from a while ago, but I just didn't have the balls to be an asshole and like capitalize on it. Because I'm like a good person and I have morals. But to the people who don't, completely sacrificing what the morals and just describing to people the most like monkey brain male evolutionary like thought process, just marketing that to young impressionable minds whose parents for some reason allow them to consume this kind of media. Probably because it's the internet and there's no way to stop it, truly. Yeah, I think that's stupid to say that people can't make up their own minds. But the young impressionable people who are growing up with it, maybe they're genuinely losing the ability to. Or maybe they're just pushing a certain narrative because they want people to think the same way, which is conveniently... Yeah, it's definitely the latter, I think. But there's some... I don't think people should be on social media. And that's the conclusion. Social media, more like anti-social media. God damn, dude. Shut up. No one's talked about this before. Every time I drop the soap in the shower, I look up and smile like I'm in a 90s sitcom intro where I'm just like, oops, I dropped the soap. And it's like, now I gotta get, you know, and I'll like turn my back to the camera that's not there. And I'll just be like, oops. And that's my little intro, like when and like Full House. Where everybody, or like, whatever show, everybody has their little intros, and I, when mine comes around, it's like, oops, I dropped the soap, and I look at the camera with my ass pointed towards it. Man, my ass is so fucking sexual. Thank you, TikTok, for the compliment that my ass just existing is, like, too much for your live stream, because I got banned. So it must have been, and I hit appeal because I was like, I didn't do anything. You know, it's literally me sitting there drawing. I hit appeal and they said, no, our algorithm was right. We don't want this. We don't need to see this. Oh, maybe it's an insult. No, because it is. I was gonna say, maybe it's an insult because they're like, no. No one wants to see that. But it was sexual content, so... That means that my ass is like a... Hey, man, I don't get complimented on much in real life. I've been complimented on my hair a few times. But by women, it's always about my... I got a good ass. I got a good ass. I don't give a fuck. And I don't give a fuck. My ass is popping like boba. My ass is popping like with the peanuts, not the peanuts, the packing, bubble wrap. My ass is popping like bubble wrap. Put that in a rap song and eat it. Wrap that one up in a tortilla and eat it.
In a tortilla and eat it. My ass is popping like bubble wrap. Put that in a wrap. Put that in a tortilla and eat it. And dead in the middle of Little Italy.
I like that. I like whenever there's like a bunch of vowels in the same way. It kind of just flows and like you barely say letters. Like it's just like,
put that in a tortilla and eat it. In a tortilla and eat it. Tortilla and eat it.
What is tortilla? In need it? You need it? You need a tortilla? Put a tortilla on my hand and I'll crumble it up into a little ball. It's good because they're big, but they're thin. So you can crumble it up into a little ball and just pop that sucker right in your mouth. Pop a tortilla in your mouth and eat it. Put that in the tortilla and eat it. Because it's not anything. It's just words. So you put that in a tortilla and it's just like the air still. But the thought is in there. You imbue it. You imbue the tortilla with your thoughts. Crumble up into a little ball, pop it in your mouth, and you eat it. Because I don't like, here's a hot take. I'm not a big fan of corn tortillas. Soft corn tortillas, the like authentic ones, I gotta go, man. That cornmeal, I don't like the way it rips off, you know? I would like a flour tortilla, please. Because those ones are soft and I like it. I think corn is just like less good for you. Good for you, maybe it's less tasty. It's probably better for you, but flour is softer and I'm a fucking pussy. Flour is softer and I'm a fucking wuss. I also think cilantro tastes like soap, so I apologize. You know, I was born with bad genes. I'm allergic to a lot of things. Can't have avocado. Can't even have avocados. So I'm just fucked. You know, anytime I get like guacamole. Can't have it. I can have regular mole. That shit's good. But I can't. No avocado for this little lad. No cilantro for this little lad. Because it tastes like soap and I'm sorry. But I can't eat it. I saw it. Put that in a tortilla and eat it. My tortillas are pretty much empty because there's like so many things that I can't eat. I just gotta eat it. I just eat a tortilla. I just eat a fucking tortilla on its own. I think so fast and I speak, I get out of breath because I'm focused so much on like measuring my, what, the word that came to mind was penis, because I could say, measuring my what? My pentameter? Iambic pentameter? I'm speaking poetry when I talk. I genuinely put a lot of effort into saying the correct words in the correct way. Because there's sometimes I crack a code and like I just say something in a way that nobody says that. And I just like, I don't know. It creates for a good moment in person when you're just like having a conversation and you just like the way you put the emphasis or like the way you emote the word is just no one. This is, you know, so I've had people tell me that I might have ADHD, and I think they might have been right. yeah. I don't think you, like, talk for 40 minutes unless you're, like, you got something. I got something. There's so many opportunities for things to say. I feel like I'll never run out of things to say. Even when I think that I'm like, what am I going to talk about today? I'll figure it out. I say that, but I haven't recorded an episode before this past one in like over a month because I was like, I don't know what to say. I just need to show up. Half the battle is showing up, you know? I should be on episode 160 by now. If I did one every week, I would be on episode 160. And I want to do like Operation Catch Up is what I was going to call it. I was going to do like 3 podcasts a week, which is just so extra. But I fucking go ham because I'm fucking going ham. I am a slice of ham. It's also hard to record podcasts in the summer because I have to have the AC on and that's fucking annoying. So I want to go ham during the winter and then put them all out because I'll just like front load. Or backload, backshot, backlog. Poop a log out of your butthole. That's an idea that I had. Operation Catch Up, where I release 150 podcasts in 1 year. That would be absolutely mad. That would make me so mad. That would just be a lot. I've done 80 in 3 years, and then the next year I do 150 more. That would be crazy if by the end of next year I'm on episode 220. What am I doing? I gotta go harder. Work smarter and harder. You gotta do it. I just want a girl who understands how funny an Olive Garden first date is. You know, like let's get some authentic, some good Italian food. No, that's not even why, okay? I need somebody who understands that when you're here, you're family. So like, it's incest. If you ever go to a date to Olive Garden, it's incest. Because when you're there, you're family. So it's pretty funny. And I want that. That's all I want. That's all I want is somebody who understands how funny an Olive Garden first date is. Well, I already feel like I know you. Like I've known you my whole life. I feel like we're family. Cause what more comfortable environment could you think of to already know to have that in common with someone that you're on the first date with? It's like, well, I'm not worried about you this or like where it could go because like we're family. You and me, we go way back. We are soulmates. I know it's crazy, but here in this Olive Garden right now, on our first date, I think, and you take a bite of a garlic bread stick, of a breadstick. It's a garlic breadstick. You take a bite of a breadstick and you go, I think we're soulmates. I'm feeling it right now. Right now in this Olive Garden, I think we're meant to be together forever, you know? And like shit's flying everywhere. One of like hits like right between her eyes. But you don't notice. She wipes it off and it's just like, and you just keep going. You're like, yeah. So what do you think? It's like, what do you mean? What do I think? I don't want to be, I want to fuck my family. That's incest. That's icky. Humans largely agree that that is icky. I say humans because I'm not one of them and I don't agree. I think incest is fucking... Yes. Yeah, big fan of incest. There's a group of people in Mahwah, New Jersey, called the Jackson Whites. It's just a group of people who live in the mountains and they fuck each other. And it's legal. Incest is legal in New Jersey, Ohio, and Rhode Island. Not Alabama. It's definitely illegal in New Jersey. I'm not too sure about the other two, but I can say for certain that it is legal in New Jersey and not Alabama. So that's something that we got to fix. Why are we allowing those people to be the way that they are? I mean, hey, like, whatever floats your boat, you know? But that's what I don't understand. Like, it's illegal. So, like, is a cop going to break down the door and be like, hey, show me your birth certificates. Where did you both come from? Show me that you're not related. You have to check with the government every time you have sex with someone to make sure that you're not related. Is that what... That's truly, if we wanted to make incest illegal, you'd have to have your relationship registered. Yeah. You want to date someone? Too bad. We don't know if you're related. So we gotta vet you first. Which will make it so much harder, as if it's not already hard enough, to find a soulmate in this dark, twisted, crazy world, to find my one and only, to have my dream girl, just to have a life with someone. It's never gonna happen. You're gonna be alone forever, and it's fine, but you've been alone. You already, so it's gonna be like this, but longer, forever, because you're used to this. Yeah, you're used to this. So picture this, but always. And then you die, and that's life. That's a really grim way to end the podcast. I feel like this is the most natural close. I'll try to go for longer. So in conclusion, Jordan Peterson shouldn't believe in a religion because it discredits his psychological abilities. I'm a wuss and I sit right on piss. I don't give a fuck because I don't give a fuck. I'm different. I'm built different. You don't get me. You wish you understood what it's like. Sometimes I feel bad. Sometimes I feel bad because you're not like I'm up in my brain. But are you there too? I wish you could be. Hey, man, I wish you could be in my head. It's a fucking party. It's a blast. But you just don't. You don't get it. You're just not there. You're just not there with me. Are you there in my head with me? This probably sounds like the fucking ramblings of a fucking, like, somebody with. I have schizophrenia for a bit. Just like, who is talking? Who's like, who has the reins right now? Is it me? It's like a personality of mine comes out. No, this is the way that I would love to be in social life, but I just feel rejected every time I do. You spend enough time alone again that doesn't matter, and you just act this way, and then people either get it or they don't. The more time you spend alone, the more valuable you become to you, because you are your entire world. So you will think less about what. I'm more comfortable around strangers. I realized this about myself from being alone. I'm comfortable around strangers being completely open and honest because it's all a bit. It's all jokes. And then the more I know someone, the more I care about what they think, and the more that makes me anxious. So it's easier for me to just talk to a camera, because if there's anybody who will understand me, it will be people on the internet. And that is a hopeful and that is a hopeful and noble cause for me, to try to find my people, to find my tribe, you know? It's jokes, but I'm serious, kind of. So yeah, nobody gets me like me. I'm bad to the vein. like not all the way to the bone. I'm bad. I'm fucking so bad at what, you know? Just bad in general. I'm horrible. Oh my God, you do not want to know me. I'm nuts. Yeah, bad to the bone. So all of you just sucks. Bad to the bone. So you're cool. You think that makes you cool? Bad to the bone. You're bad. You think that makes you fucking cool? The fact that you're bad. The fact you suck. Awesome. This guy sucks. And we're all excited for him to be here. Said no one ever. Except me right now because I just said it. But that doesn't count. So no one has ever genuinely said, oh, this guy sucks. I'm so glad he's here. This dude is the worst to the bone. It is in his heart. Bad to the heart. Bad. Bad. Bad to the heart. I'm like bad to the vein. I'm bad, but the moment that somebody calls me out for being bad, I'll try to stop. You know, like a normal person, I guess. So I'm like a normal. I'm a normal person. I'm a normal person. I'm a normal person. Bad to the vein. But if someone has a problem with me, I'll try to stop. I'm not trying to inconvenience anyone. Not. I want you to like me. I'm a people pleaser. People. Pleaser. Please don't take my negative jokes as an insult. I'm just trying to be funny. I sacrifice everything for the joke. And sometimes I don't think... Sometimes I forget that people aren't on the same page, you know? Nah, I'm not gonna say that. That's way too deep. I can't give away all my secrets. You gotta keep something for yourself, you know? The reason why I am the way I am, it's a secret. And I have the answer. Haha, locked away. You're never gonna know. You're never gonna know. Or maybe one day I'll just tell you the secret. How to free your mind. But for that, you have to join my membership program. It's only $50 a month. It's my masterclass. I'm going to teach you how to free your mind because I'm a joyous being and people need to, it's a multi-level marketing scheme. It's just like, I'm just the Andrew Tate, but for like, for philosophy, for humor, humoric, stupid. I'm a dumbass. My lessons. This is how to be ignorant. My masterclass, how to know nothing. And that is the all you need to know forever, because that is all that matters truly. The art of pointless perspective. The art of pointless perspective. That is the documentary about my life. Hey, can we stop it with the documentaries on YouTube, please? People like, okay, people started making their own documentaries. iDubbbz, fine, whatever. You could be another. It was actually shot like a documentary, right? People are straight up making hour-long vlogs and calling it a documentary for people to, and putting dramatic music and like things. Like, I literally saw a documentary, quote unquote, two documentaries about Lexington in Philly. Was it Lexington? I don't, yeah, whatever the fucking street is where all the people are on heroin. I saw two documentaries about Lexington Ave and Philly posted like a month between each other, and all it was just clips of crackheads with commentary over it. I swear to God, first 5 seconds of the video, I heard his alarm. Like not like the squeak in your house, like the fucking fire detector or whatever, smoke detector, just going boop. Yes, we need to fucking chill out with the fucking documentaries, dudes. This is a vlog. You made an hour-long vlog. You made a 2.5 hour reaction video. Okay? Not a documentary. I swear to God, you Google document, you search you on YouTube documentary, you get like Vice shit. Good, great. Then you get, dude, I swear to God, Sneeko's documentary, where it's just a vlog of him moving to Florida. And the whole time you're like, where is this going? You're just filming shit like normal. I watch like 15 minutes of it because I'm like, this is just a vlog. And he moves to Florida right before the hurricane. Dude, he brought the hurricane. He fucking caused that shit. Dude, oh my God. Yeah. Banking on misogyny or like perceived misogyny, right? Because it's not even real. He's just being an incel for clout. Stop caring what other people think. Make up your own rules. It already started. You can't stop it, so don't resist it. And don't try to figure it out because there's no big payoff. It's the most simple 5 rules I could come up with just about life. And it applies to a lot of things, you know? Just like it, you gotta trust the process. You gotta fall in love with the process, right? Because there's no end. So you just gotta do. And fall in love with doing. Because the alternative is falling in love with doing drugs. And that people go down that road. And I wouldn't say weed is like drugs, you know, but like it can consume too much time for sure. Anything can. And that is why we like balance. We like balance. New Balance sneakers are good because they will keep your life balanced. I don't fucking know. All right, I should have ended the podcast a while ago. I'm out of energy. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you listened and you enjoyed, please feel free to share it with someone who you think might also enjoy it because this is my OCD outro. And if you haven't rated it, rate it 5 stars or 0 stars if you hated it. I think the lowest you can actually rate it is 1 star. So you know what? Do whatever your heart desires because that's what it is. All right, bye-bye.